All right, we got 7 minutes on the clock, and we're having a conversation about exiting your e-commerce business. So on today's call, we're going to be talking with Mr. Jason. Welcome to the show, dude.
Thanks, man. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so you help e-com founders exit their business, but actually you do it in a different way. Why don't you kind of give us an idea of what you do?
Yeah, I would say, what makes us unique is we actually help them build it so that it becomes a really attractive acquisition target. And then we help them sell them. So, a lot of bankers and brokers out there focus solely on the transaction. We're different. We help founders build their companies so that when the transaction comes, they're really attractive to buyers.
So it's really BM&A, where M&A is just mergers, acquisitions. You guys are build M&A, right? You
That's
build it,
right.
then sell it. Now, why did you guys come up with this specific approach rather than, your background's investment banker? Why not just take the approach of transactional, slinging deals all day?
Yeah, well, actually, in our firm, we started it 8 years ago. We started that way. We were kind of traditional banking, and what we found was, we really wanted to work with founders earlier because, every time we were going to do a deal, we kept finding ourselves saying over and over again, if we could have only helped and worked with these guys 2 years ago, they would have a much more interesting company to sell. We kept saying that over and over, and finally we decided to, stop talking about it and actually do something about it and kind of pivot our model a couple of years ago. And it's been great because, building, I love selling companies, but I also love building them. So yeah, I get the best of both worlds, and I think the founders do too.
Yeah. What's interesting, and you're an entrepreneur when you're working in a deal and you're a deal guy, and then you look up and you're like, man, someone should freaking do this. And you say it like 2 to 3 times, you're like, freaking A, it's us. We're gonna do it, right?
That's
What
right.
did have you taken a company full cycle from you guys digging in with them, taking a look at what their valuation was, building it out, and then seeing post you guys?
No, not yet. We're actually this year is going to be our first cohort where we're going to be coming to market. So we'll have probably three or four deals at least this year, kind of from
Wow.
once, when we started this different sort of approach. We're really excited. Things are looking awesome. I mean, these companies are, much bigger, much more interesting. I'd say much more valuable, much, I'd say, more unique than they were when we started working with them. So, we kind of part of our process too is we sort of prime the pump. We kind of let the market know, hey, we got stuff cooking in the kitchen that you're gonna like. And so then they keep wondering when we're gonna be bringing it out. So, a lot of interested people for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So when working with a founder of an e-commerce business, like before starting with you, you take a look at maybe their valuation or some KPIs to put like a before and after, picture up on it, right? When you're looking at an e-commerce before working with them, what are you paying attention to for valuation and KPIs that most founders need to pay attention to?
Yeah, I think the general rule here is, we're looking for attributes that you can build into kind of long-term, sustainable and scalable value, right? So all the kinds of things that might indicate that that's what this company has, or at least some of the foundational elements, right? So if it's a product business, you start with, well, what is the product? And, what is the product development capability? Any consumer products business, there's none of them that can just stand still. I mean, even like Apple, right? We're on iPhone 15. They didn't stop at iPhone 1 and decide to just keep trying to sell that forever. So I think anything that shows that there's a long-term, sustainable, scalable value. So fanatical customers, that's another one. I would say, repeatability and can you build around a couple of core, say, offerings and maybe, kind of almost build out sort of the land and expand strategy. Things like that are really where we focus. And of course, the financial metrics matter a lot too. Are the margins there? And, margins that you can build around. And, one of the hardest things for companies to do as they're scaling up is to, scale while maintaining profitability. And right now, that's really important.
Scale while maintaining profitability. What do most companies do?
Most companies, as they scale, and especially if they're trying to scale rapidly, they're going to lose money and burn cash. That's kind of I'd say, a fairly typical approach. However, in today's market, that's not going to get you where you want to be from an acquisition standpoint. So, you know, we're no longer in an era of, I would call the party era, where growing revenue at all costs ultimately leads to a big reward. No, you have to prove that you can maintain profitability and possibly even grow it as that operating leverage is kicking in as you're getting bigger. And so, you know, that's where the market is rewarding founder owners for building companies that look like that these days.
Yeah, that's super interesting. Yeah. When would you say that party era stopped?
Well, in e-commerce, it
Yeah.
stopped in late 21, early 22.
Okay. What was the cause of that? And then I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell people where to go if they want to do a deal with you. You know, you guys help them build and then exit. BMA.
I think a couple things were the cause. One, you kind of were coming down from the post-pandemic high. We had a bit of a bubble for sure. So we were coming off of that bubble. And then you're also, from a macroeconomic standpoint, you were heading into choppier waters, which we've kind of been in now for a while. They're not bad, but they're choppier. And you know, so that caused a lot of people with interest rates going up and, you know, consumer being a little bit more shaky, be a little more risk averse. So, you know, those were all big drivers for sure.
Sure. So for e-com founders out there who want your help beefing up the company to sell one day, what's a good place for people to connect with you?
Yeah, you can reach me at jason@gw.partners or just go to www.gw.partners.
GW.partners, right? Not a .partners.com,
Nope,
GW.partners.
not a dot com, it's just a dot partners.
I love it. Cool. Hey, everybody out there, you fellow deal makers, I hope you're enjoying these 7-minute chats about deals. If you have specific deals that you'd like to talk about or learn about, head on over to thedealscout.com, fill out a quick form, let us know your thoughts, and always reach out to our guests and do a deal with them. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.